You have three feasts with Passover. Feast of Unleavened Bread, that's actually a fast. You have Passover, the day of Passover, and the meal. And you have number three, you have the Feast of First Fruits, which is Resurrection Day. So pretty exciting stuff, and we're just at the tail end of Passover. Tail end of one part of the thing, so. And that is, you had the third cup, but there's actually a fourth cup, and then there's a fifth cup that you don't drink. So the cup of praise or the cup of restoration, this corresponds to the verse, I will take you to be my people. You know, a lot of people come to church, they come to begin a relationship with Jesus, but it's not until you recognize who you have become that something has been transformed. At this time of the Last Supper, the word says, when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And he says to them, you will all fall away. Jesus told them, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. What I love about the Passover is it doesn't end with the Passover. In the same way as in Egypt, he said, we're doing this. Why are we doing this? Before the night ended, he had led them out of Egypt. Before the night ended, he says, listen, don't be afraid. This is all part of the plan. So you pray and you drink the fourth cup and you go out. Now, Passover night in Egypt, the firstborn were going to die. So even in the Jewish homes, there had to be some fear. If you were the firstborn, would you have slept with the death angel in town? I'm thinking, maybe not. If you were a mom, would you have slept that night? This watch night became a tradition. You stay up all night and pray. All right. So here is where this tradition comes from, Exodus 12. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years on that very same day, it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night of solemn observance to the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord, a solemn observance for all the children of Israel throughout their generations. So when they left, they also picked up a new tradition, which is this night of staying up all night praying. So this is when things become a little bit funny. You go to the Garden of Gethsemane. Obviously for Jesus, biggest night of his life, thus gives a deeper meaning to, could you not tarry even 1 hour? You spent your life staying up all night in here with me. When I need you the most, you're falling asleep. Jesus asked them to keep watch with him because the death angel was actually coming for him later on the cross. So Jesus changes the watch night service a bit. Obviously, in Egypt, you're supposed to stay in the room. He takes him to the garden to wait for the death angel to come. He preaches and then he prays. They all fall asleep. Clearly, none of them are the oldest son, but Jesus is. The guards are coming to take him to his death. Why did he change the tradition? Well, after closing the Passover dinner, Jesus had to leave the city because the atonement lamb's body was always offered up to God outside the city walls. So this ends that part of it. Now, there is a fifth cup. It's called the cup of Elijah, the silent cup. You set a special place at the table for Elijah. Now, Elijah was one of the few people that didn't die, was taken by God to heaven. We similarly await the possibility of rapture. So this is kind of like the cup of rapture. You literally go and open up the door praying for revival. Malachi says, I'll send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Now, of course, we recall Jesus saying of John the Baptist, for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, if you're willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who is to come. He was ears, let him hear. Obviously, the Jews at the time did not hear. But this places the birth of John the Baptist at the time of Passover. Jesus would have been born 6 months later during the fall feasts. And now you end a typical Passover with next year in Jerusalem. The Seder customarily ends by everybody saying the benediction. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord deal kindly and graciously with you. May the Lord bestow his favor upon you and grant you peace. But of course, we talked about earlier, this is a prophetic thing. We're not just looking for a physical Passover meal, but this is our wedding supper with a lamb in heaven. So for us, it's not next year in Jerusalem, but next year in the new Jerusalem.